Scott Casper for TDR TV, Internet, Wrestle.com, all of our friends along the way. You're listening to TDR, courtesy of our friends at Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Let's head to Binghamton, New York, where we'll find the head coach of the Bearcats getting his team ready for competition. He joins us now. This is Pat Popolizio. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good, bud. Thanks for asking. You've got some competition coming up for sure. As a matter of fact, it will be the CAA Championships hosted by Ryder in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. That'll be the 5th and 6th, then followed by a couple weeks later, the NCAA Championships at Nebraska. And this is one of those years where you look at competition for what it really is. It boils down to this point. It's the peaking of your athletes, the peaking of your coaches. It's all that hard work is jammed into that 2.5 day period. Can you talk about how special it is to have fielded a team that has come back from nothing? In other words, there were no wrestlers, there were no uniforms, there wasn't even a mat, to resurrect the program, to come as far as you've come in such a short period of time.
Yeah, no, it's been an unbelievable experience so far. You know, and I think it goes back to the guys that we have that are involved in the program and the support that we've had. But, you know, they take a lot of pride in what we're doing. I know, obviously, the coaching staff does and the guys that are on the team from head to toe to the guys that are starting, the freshmen that are redshirting, and the guys that are pushing them in the room. So it's a unique situation, but it's also very exciting right now.
You've had some great outings this year, both at home, or I should say competitions, both at home and abroad, as I like to call it, and some great performances as well. I'm very, very pleased with the potential of Josh Patterson on the year, of Donnie Vincent on the year. Talk to us about, you know, your view from the head coaching position, because clearly you're going to be the most critical.
You know, we've come a long way, guys. I think from head to toe, every guy that we have in our team right now has improved from the beginning of the year to now. You know, the dual meet season, we use it to prepare for the conference and national tournament. So, you know, we've worked the whole season on the mistakes that the guys have been making, and, you know, we look to improve to obviously everybody that we've seen pretty much all the competition in the conference tournament, so we know the guys individually know what they need to do to take care of business here at the end of the year.
You know, prior to the competition on February 14th, you and the school honored your graduating seniors prior to the match, and that was a barn burner of a match, 22-22. Talk to us a bit about the feelings as a head coach saying goodbye to some of these kids.
You know, it is. It's emotional. It's the first time we actually had, you know, we've had some seniors in the past that have graduated here, but this is the first class that I've had the chance to coach for 4 years. So, you know, we've built a pretty good relationship. You know, we've watched these kids grow from freshmen to seniors and, you know, turn into fine young men that are going to hopefully be successful, whatever it is they do after their college career. But, you know, they've shown some great leadership. Obviously, Josh Patterson is, it's been a major impact on this program. He's helped put the program on the map. You know, he's done a lot. He's a great kid. He's hardworking, and obviously he's gearing up here for his senior year as far as the conference and NCAA tournament.
It's nice to have kids that are ranked. One of them is currently 17th or 18th ranked by Intermat. That's Justin Lister at 57 pounds in what I call a weight class that's, you know, up in the air for me. I haven't settled on anybody that's an odds-on favorite at 57. If anybody's got an opportunity, you're wrestling in the 57-pound weight class. Lister is one of those kids that has that opportunity. Describe his attitude in the room and how he's peaking on the year.
He's, you know, he's come a long way. You know, last year he battled for the spot with Nate Patterson, a senior, so he got a lot of mat time. He, you know, he had 30 matches under his belt as a freshman. And then this year, you know, obviously he started for us. He's had some big wins. I think, you know, obviously his biggest win yet this season was against Hofstra, the defending conference champ. You know, I think it's kind of helped him establish himself as a wrestler. And he still has room to grow. I mean, right now I think he's wrestling his best. He's been looking great in practice. He's an unbelievable athlete. And, you know, he wants to win. He's a competitor. So it's obviously showing. And it's rubbing off of the other guys in the program.
You got some great competition coming up at Rider University in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the 5th and the 6th, as the Bearcats head to the CAA Championships hosted this year by Rider University. Coach Hanji and Coach Gary Taylor, looking forward to this. It's going to be a real nice way to shine some light on that program as it emerges as well. Wrestling has really gained strength in large part because of kids like Donnie Vinson. He had a decision over a tough Luke Silver 9-7 against Oklahoma State in Stillwater. That's a pretty neat win for Donnie. Josh had the same, I think, what was it, 3 minutes, 59 seconds, a pin over Alec Munoz.
Yep.
But Donnie, as a freshman, goes on the road in one of the most storied facilities in the country and wins by decision over a tough kid.
It was
how special was that?
Unbelievable. It was very special. I mean, the way that he won the match, I thought, was most important. You know, he's had a couple matches this year where he couldn't close out in the final seconds of the match, but, you know, this was a perfect match for him in a tough environment. You know, it's intimidating going into that arena, Oklahoma State, and wrestling in that crowd, that facility, and knowing that they have that history. But, you know, he was down by a point with 30 seconds to go, and he found a way to win. And doing that against a kid from Oklahoma State says a lot. And, you know, he did not lose focus. He was, you could tell, I could see in his demeanor that he knew he was going to win that match. And that's a perfect time to be wrestling like that, because, you know, obviously going into the conference tournament, he's got a very tough weight. And he's wrestling his best right now.
We're talking with the Bearcats head coach, and that's Pat Papalizio. And Pat, you can I'm going to tell him. Listeners, you can check out the Bearcats schedule, their season at a glance at bubearcats.com online. We encourage you to get behind programs just like Binghamton. If anybody's done it right on the road back, Binghamton has. Just some tremendous focus. Right now, Binghamton is a target of a lot of potential students as a place to go to get their education. You guys are getting slammed with people trying to get into school.
Yeah, you know, it carries a great reputation. Obviously, the academics is first class here, and, you know, it's in a great part of New York State. It's very central to a lot of kids. So, you know, with the history and the way things have worked with the academics, you know, the applicants are up. And obviously the cost to go to school here for an in-state kid is very reasonable.
You know, one of the things that I know you're proud of is academic honors, and then also the CAA honors. And the CAA Wrestler of the Week honor was earned by Lister earlier in the year. I think it was February 8th, to be exact, it was announced.
Yep.
That's kind of a hats off to you, your staff, and the program, in that it's a recognition of doing good things the right way. Would you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, I think in talking to the guys in the program, it's very important to do things the right way. You know, obviously our program is very sensitive to the past and the history that we've had here. So to make sure that we're on track, you know, one, to get a great education, and two, to win with class, you know, we promote it here. Character is important, one, to myself, and then obviously to this university. So, you know, the guys, as they mature, you know, we try to make every decision the right decision, no matter what it is they do on and off the mat. And it's the lifestyle. It's the lifestyle that, you know, a lot of the most successful wrestlers are willing to live. And in the recruiting process, we kind of screen our guys a little more than we have to, but in the long run, it pays off. And it helps.
Has the desire to attend Binghamton by, and I want to call them the general public or the non-wrestling public, has that put a squeeze on your ability to bring the athletes in that you want to bring in? Because there are going to be some limitations as to the number of students Binghamton can actually educate.
Yeah, you know, so far the school's been willing to work with us. You know, we've lost some recruits, obviously, because of the standard here to get in. But, you know, we keep moving on and moving forward. But, you know, they're willing to work with us, and we've, you know, they know that you have to have the recruits to come in here to build the program, and the athletic department has done that. You know, they, for all the sports, you know, they obviously they want the top-notch athletes with the top academics, and, you know, it's difficult to do. You got all the Ivy Leagues, too, that are snatching up the top academic kids, and, you know, we keep recruiting and keep moving forward, but, yeah, the school holds some spots for us, and pretty much every sport here is in the same situation.
You went on the road this year to Oklahoma State, a very tough team. You know, you were a Cowboy once upon a time. It wasn't that long ago. You took a loss there, but at Hofstra, or at least over Hofstra, a big win there. So on one hand, I got to believe you were kind of unhappy with the performance at Oklahoma State, but I could believe that Dennis was happy with the performance over Hofstra.
Yeah. No, it was, you know, obviously Hofstra definitely going through some injuries and stuff, so you know, obviously they've been a little down, but it's still, they carry a great history and tradition. They've dominated the conference, so you know, to kind of win against them is a sign we're doing some things right and, you know, heading in the right direction. And there's a lot of teams this year. There's a lot of first wins for us, so it's kind of big to break through. And you know, we got the important thing is to keep that momentum going. You know, obviously to beat a team once, you know, you can catch them off guard, but to do it year in and year out like some of these programs have done is, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us in the future, but that's what we practice for, it's what we train for, and we like to compete.
Generally, coaches rely heavily on their staffs, and you are no different. Andy Saris, Scotty Green, and, of course, your head assistant, Dennis Papadatos. These guys are the ones that really get in there and work their butts off for you, for this team, for the very future that you're banking on. Talk to us a bit about your staff and the importance that they play in your vision.
It's a huge role. I think, you know, we're very balanced. We all have completely different personalities, which is, to me, I think it's key to a great coaching staff. But the common bond is, you know, these guys are willing to work their butt off. I mean, Dennis is in here as much as I am. He's wrestling. I try to get him to wrestle more than me because I can't do it anymore. But he's in the room wrestling almost every other day, working with the guys, drilling in the morning. So, you know, he's putting the time in. Scott Green, obviously, he's been great with the recruiting. He carries a great reputation with a lot of kids across the country and New York State, and his knowledge definitely is helping out. And, you know, Saris is our volunteer assistant. He's in the room a couple times a week here and there when he can, and his experience obviously has helped me. I know he's been a head coach before, so a lot of the questions I might have that I can't answer, I can always turn to him.
That's important. I like that. That's teamwork too. By the way, a lot of you guys are wrestling with ASICS shoes. ASICS have been very supportive. Also want to mention or ask you if or what type of wrestling mat you guys compete on.
We compete on the Resilite.
Wrestlite? Okay, Wrestlite Sports Surfaces. All right, well, that makes sense. I mean, Wrestlite does it right. They actually make mats that are going to last a long time. That sports surfaces protect our athletes. You'll find them in the best wrestling rooms in the country, both in the practice room and for competition. They may be a little heavy, but I'll tell you what, that heavy spells safety to me. I like it a lot. We're talking with Pat Papalizio, the head coach of the Bearcats of Binghamton University. We've been following this program for quite a number of years now, prior to and then during its downtime, and then as it's been resurrected under the leadership and tutelage of Pat Papalizio. How's Frank? Frank doing well?
Frank is doing well. He's nonstop, relentless, working. Sometimes I got to turn my phone off on him, but he is, you know, he's done great things for the sport, and, you know, he's working, you know, obviously he goes through phases that he's working on, and he's getting geared up for a bunch of off-season stuff that he's doing, so he's great to have on your side, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he's a tremendous brother and a great friend. Well, I look forward to the results of the CAA. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the national championships as we broadcast that yet again for our 13th consecutive year. For all of us at TDR, congratulations on the year to this point, Pat, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the road coming up here in the next few weeks.
Same here. Thank you for having me.